USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday's shooting in the subway in New York City has more details. At least 23 people were injured, including 10 who were shot. The shooter fired his gun at least 33 times before it jammed. 62-year-old Frank James is wanted for questioning, as the U-Haul van he rented is believed to be the getaway vehicle. It was found in Brooklyn hours after the shooting. In an attempt to save voiceless lives, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt on Tuesday signed a bill that makes it illegal to perform abortions in the state, except in medical emergencies. Penalties up to $100,000 in fines and 10 years in prison is the consequence. Opponents are calling it a push towards white supremacy. Talcott Camp from the National Abortion Federation on Reuters.com.
I think it is part and parcel of a sort of, retrograde push back toward white supremacy.
USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
At least 23 people were hurt Tuesday after tornadoes touched down in Bell County, Texas. The damages range from downed power lines to trees and buildings being upended and turned into rubble in many areas. Bell County, Texas is between Waco and Austin, Texas on Highway 35. Leaders in the Biden administration cannot figure out if Russia is using chemical weapons or not in Ukraine. Tim Berg reports.
The United States can't confirm reports that Russia may have deployed chemical weapons in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol.
We had credible information that Russian forces may use a variety of riot control agents, including tear gas mixed with chemical agents.
So says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Blinken calling it an issue of great ongoing concern. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The body pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Newly released top-secret documents have been published revealing details of a mysterious object that exploded in space about 8 years ago. The fireball was spotted over the southwestern Pacific Ocean north of Australia. It's now been confirmed as an interstellar object. The rock measurement was only a foot and a half wide, but was hurling towards Earth at a speed of 130,000 miles per hour. Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it has eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons and that they would never use them because they've gotten rid of them. That's why former U.S. Ambassador to the Netherlands, Pete Hoekstra, on Newsmax last night says that the United States should investigate reports of Russia using chemical weapons in Ukraine.
Well, what I see first is the fog of war. We really don't know exactly what's going on or what happened last night with this drone and potential attack. The second thing that we would see, if it really was an attack using chemical weapons, Russia has signed on to a number of international agreements saying that it eliminated its stockpiles of chemical weapons, that it would never use them because it has gotten rid of them. If it was shown that these are chemical weapons, it shows the lie that Russia is, that it actually still has stockpiles, which makes it very different than what happened in Syria, where the Russians, they probably facilitated and approved Syria using chemical weapons.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.